Wow, what a wonderful privilege to be here on such an amazing day, the beginning of the extended journey, the beginning of a new phase of the extended journey of Clive and Trish and Harvest City Church. And Stuart brings his greetings. He is looking after home base. We have two of our key leadership couples away, one in the United States and one unable to come this weekend because she's at a very she's in a seminar. And so Stuart had to stay behind and look after the ship. So, but he would have loved to have been here, so I'm sorry about that, but, you know, duty calls. Oh man, isn't it wonderful? The presence of the Lord in here is a fantastic presence. His love is here, His power is here, and all the way through worship, I just keep seeing the angelic realm with trumpets, and they were just letting it rip over this place and declaring that this is a new day and declaring that this is God's land and that He is redeeming the land. And we're going to do some stuff at the end of my message about, you know, blessing this house to redeem and bring what God wants to do and reestablish what He intended to do in the very first place in this house, which is fantastic. But you all get to be a part of it. So this is the beginning. This is a new beginning. And it's all up from here. First of all, I just want to invite you to stand. I just feel like I need to just start to sing out over you. I want to see what the Holy Spirit wants to do. You know, today my message is on the anointing and the anointing for life. And I just really believe there's going to be significant mantling of anointing today. And over you, Ian and Joy especially, I kept seeing you guys in the Spirit, and I felt like God's saying He wants you to catch something today. And I don't even know what that is. It might be coming, something flying out of heaven, but just keep looking. So, wow, thank you. We worship you. I unlock your hunger right now. I unlock your hunger. I unlock your hunger, the hunger of your spirit for more of Him. I just speak an unlocking right now to find the real deal, the real deal, the real deal. I just bless you right now that the real deal, a hunger for Him. Father, we just seek your face. We seek your face. Thank you, Lord. Woo. Woo. Okay. Okay. Stay engaged. Just let the stillness of this presence surround you right now. Just take a moment. There's a reason why Scripture says wait upon the Lord. We're talking about atmospheres. It's like this is the atmosphere we want to live in. We want to live in His anointed. We want to live in His presence. We want to operate from this place. We want to live from this place. There is nothing more valuable than the presence of the Lord in your life. There is nothing more valuable than this presence you're feeling and experiencing right now in your life. It is more precious than gold. It is more precious than gold. Holy Spirit, asks that you would just envelop. Wow. Come upon every single life. Come upon every heart right now. An ounce of anointing on your life is more than 1,000 tons of talent. He can accomplish more. You can accomplish more with one drop of His anointing coming down on you than you can with any talent that you have. His presence is more precious than anything you own. I want you to soak up his presence right now. My whole body is on fire. I want you to, I release that fire to you right now. I release the fire of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit, the fiery ones, that are in the room, the fire of his passion for you. I release that right now. Not that he's bound, then I'm releasing him, but I just, in faith, am releasing what's on me. The fire and the presence of the precious Holy Spirit upon you right now. Yes. Thank you. And we today ask for an increase as sons and daughters who inherit the whole kingdom. The whole kingdom. We boldly ask for more. Let a hunger be unlocked within you. Personally, look to his face and say, Daddy, Daddy, can I have more? Can I have more, Daddy? Can I have more? Can I have more? More of your anointing on my life. Because I can't live without you. I can't operate without you. Without you, I am nothing. I am just flesh and bones. But with you, I am supernatural and powerful. Holy Spirit, more. Just increase. Father, I ask that your cloud would just descend. Wow. Shayanananda. Kiana. Right down to the back. Through the back door. Just bless right down to the back row. More. Just release more of him, of his fire and his joy, right down to the back. There's just as much anointing at the back as there is at the front, because God is everywhere and his presence is actually in you. His presence is abiding in you and on you. I ask to bless you with more of a release. Wow. We value you, Lord. We value your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Okay. I want you to get your index finger. And this is your index finger, the one that you normally point at people with. And I want you to point to the person next to you. And what we normally use for telling off and criticizing, we're now going to use for blessing. I bless you with more of the anointing in your life right now. I bless you with God's incredible presence. That you would be anointed afresh today. Thank you, Lord. Whew. And then you may take a seat. God is so good. Wow. If God's still moving upon you, you don't have to behave right now. I just want to bless you to just relax and experience him. We come to church because we love our friends, but we also want to have the corporate experience of his anointing. You know, I love getting in the presence of the Lord in my living room, and I love that. But I also love coming to church because I get to experience all your anointing as well. And there's something about the coming together as a body and just being together in his presence. It's precious. It's so precious. You know, yeah. Oh, Lord, give me strength. Okay. So, yeah, you just really don't. You just need to relax. And if God is doing something in your life, you know, and you want to tune out from me, that's totally fine. It's not about me. It's about you engaging with God. That's what it's about. Because when he engages with you, you're changed. You cannot encounter the presence, the love, the power, the intimacy of God without changing in some way. And so it's all about Him. You know, I said in the middle of all that, I said an ounce of anointing is more precious and more valuable than 1,000 tons of talent. I'm talking to you today about the importance of the anointing on your life and in your life. I'm talking to you today about how important it is to value, honor, and nurture the presence of God on your life and in your life. You know, I'm not that knowledgeable. I mean, I know a bit. I'm not highly educated, although, you know, I'm not stupid either. But I am doing things today that I would never have dreamed I would ever do because of the anointing of God on my life. And if you want an adventure with God, daily cry out for an anointing. Cry out from the bottom of your heart for an anointing to go further than anything your natural ability can do. Because God can do stuff through you that you will be astounded if you give Him permission. Woo! It's going to be a great journey. And, you know, it's the anointing makes you look really good. The anointing makes you look more powerful than you know that you are. And what I love about, I'm just going to mention John Arnott in Toronto for a minute. He's my spiritual dad, and he's probably the most humble man, but the most powerful man I've ever met. And he would have people crowding him around him, and you know, at conferences and stuff, and people coming up and saying, "Oh, you need to pray for me," and that kind of stuff, and you know, really lambasting him with praise. And if you're not careful, that can go to the wrong place in your heart, right? And he would, you know, I'd just watch this, and then he'd turn and he'd often say to us, kids, we know, don't we? We know. It's actually the anointing. It's not about us. We're just humans. We're clothed with God. And that's who we are. And Andrew, that's who you are. And you know it, you know, and your obedience is precious to the Lord. He's going to do much through you, as He is going to do much through all of us who are clothed from on high. And so the anointing, what does it mean to be anointed? It means it means to be smeared or rubbed all over with God's presence. It means to be lambasted with the oil of His anointing. And that's why I walked in here and someone said, "Gosh, you look so gorgeous." And I'm like, "I know, it's not my face cream that makes me look like that. It's because I've just spent 2 hours in the Spirit on the way here in the car. And now I glow, and I know it's not about me." But it is a good youth remedy, is to stay clothed and lambasted and smeared with the anointing. And the Hebrew word is mashach. I'm not quite sure if that's the right way to pronounce it. Mashach, which means to be anointed for a position or for an assignment or for a purpose. And you are anointed for an assignment and a purpose. You may know what that purpose is or you may not, but the truth remains that you are. So I would like you to just turn to that person that you blessed with your little finger before and say, normally we say, "Now you are anointed." I want you to own it. I'm anointed. I'm anointed. I am anointed. Excuse me, I'm anointed. You know, when you're anointed, which you are, if you have Christ in you, you are anointed. I'll get into that in a minute. But when you're anointed and you own it, that's it. That's when things start to move. When you're anointed and you own it, not out of your righteousness, but because He's chosen you to be anointed, and He has appointed you to be anointed on behalf of Him and with Him, and in him, then we know that when we do all things, it is by his Spirit. It is by his anointing. And so I don't know about you, but I say, well, every Sunday morning and most days during the week, God, if you don't anoint me, I might as well go home. If you don't come on Sunday to catch the fire, I'm not actually interested in being there. So you must come, because I'm not doing this without you. I am not doing this without you anointing me. And that's with my assignment right now is to lead Catch the Fire with my husband. But your assignment can change. And I believe today there are people in here that their assignment is changing. You are in a day of turning. You are in a day of turning. And if your anointing isn't looking quite so great at the moment, it's because God's changing your assignment. And I'm here today to declare to you that it's not that you've done anything wrong. It's not that you've actually gone down the wrong path. It's just that the anointing on your life for the assignment of past has passed. And today, at the end of this message, you're going to be anointed for tomorrow. You're going to be anointed with a fresh enablement, because that's what the anointing is, an enablement by the Spirit of God to do that which you cannot do in the natural. That's what anointing is. It takes you into the realm of impossible. The anointing takes you farther than your intellect. It takes you farther than your courage. And so we cry out every day, every Sunday morning, oh God, I know that you're here, but I really want you to anoint us today to be able to minister to the people, because I know in my own strength I can't do it. And you can get up in the morning and you might be running your business. And it's like, you get up in the morning, you're like, oh God, I cannot run this business without being anointed to run this business, because I don't have the know-it-all to know all that I need to know to run this business. So I need your anointing on me to run this business. Do you know the anointing is not just for preaching? It's not just for laying hands on people and praying for the sick. It is for all things that you are called to do by God. I'll just say that again. It is for all things that you are called to do by God. Amen. I would get excited about that, because all of a sudden it doesn't become about you. The pressure comes off. If you're sitting there struggling to figure out how to get that Excel spreadsheet to work and find the right formula to get that done, what you need is an anointing to create that formula in Excel spreadsheet. Receive that in Jesus' name. Stuart said to me, can I tell you some exciting news? You probably haven't heard. So Stu's been working in the corporate world, and we've been doing this together, the journey of planning Catch Fire. It's no longer a plant, it is a church. And it's going great. But we've done this life, mostly Stu, where travels 3 hours a day to foodstuffs, and he builds supermarkets. And anyway, his whole division has been made redundant. Praise God! It's good because God's good. Redundancy is always good. What does redundancy tell you? Your assignment's over. Something new's coming. And so we've got a bit of a plan where he's going to go consulting and stuff, God willing. But where was I going with this? The church is growing. God is there. Oh, his assignment's changed. So it's like he's been trying to juggle, and it's actually really hard on the family, because he works really hard. He has no time for himself. He has no time to exercise. He's just at work or doing, yeah. And it's been really hard. And I've been crying out to the Lord for an anointing for him. And so, boom, here we go. So we're on a new journey. But you know what? It is so exciting. New journeys are always exciting. If you lose your job, you need to start laughing. Because you are in for an amazing journey with God. It's not like he's going to leave you destitute or anything. You're his child. He's not going to do that. But we call upon the supernatural anointing and enabling and power of God daily to do what we need to do. And if your assignment's changing, it's changing. You know, where the anointing flows, that's easy. Where the anointing flows on your life, things happen quite easily. They happen with ease. I don't think maybe saying easily is the right terminology. They happen with ease. It's because the anointing is in, it's like oil in the cogs. And everything moves, yeah? Everything moves smoothly. It's like when you're anointing, like you're calling upon the anointing on a daily level, is like putting oil in your car. And you know what happens if you forget to put the oil on your car? Things do not work properly. And the motor blows up. And I was just pondering this analogy, and the Lord says really clearly, Lindley, you need my anointing so you don't wear out. Reach up to heaven right now. Father, we need an anointing so we don't wear out. We need your power. We need your anointing on our lives. The oil to make it all happen easily and with ease so we don't wear out, so our soul doesn't wear out, so our bodies don't wear out, so our spirit doesn't get tired. But Lord, in you, it is all possible that we can work long, we can work hard, but we don't burn out. We don't wear out. That there is a heavenly enablement to just keep going and to run the race and persevere and to keep pushing, because you are in our lives. Amen. Yeah. So let's be cars full of oil. And just like with your car, you need to check the oil level. I'm not going to call you a dipstick. Lynette was. We need to just take a little test. Where is our anointing level? Where is the level of the presence of the Lord in your life? Are you running on empty, or are you full to overflowing? You know, I had the ability to spend 2 hours. I had someone in my congregation, this lovely, lovely lady, rings me up and emails me and says, do you want me to drive you? You know, so you don't have to have the hassle of driving. And I'm like, no, sweet, that's thank you very much. But this is my precious 2 hours in the car where I get to be like, you know, in the presence of the Lord. And then I get to walk in here and then just, you know, release what I've been given. And I walk through the door and Lynette hugs me and she goes, oh my gosh, you're so full of it, you know. Full of, as in the anointing, not anything else. And I'm like, yeah, that's not me. That's him. Why was I so full? Because I'm pulling and stirring up and just enjoying him and weeping as I'm driving and wishing I'd put on waterproof mascara today, because, you know, when you get overwhelmed by him, it's going to touch your heart. Because he is a God of love. And so when you get into the inner sanctum with him, do not be surprised if you actually start to get emotional about the fact you're that close to him. He's good. He's good. And he wants you to be anointed. He wants you to smell good. Ladies, did you put on perfume today? I did. Chanel. I like my Chanel. And when you hug me, you might smell my Chanel. But more than that, we are anointed from a perfume that people who do not know Christ can smell that you're different. They can smell that you're different, and they cognitively probably will not understand why you are different, why they sense that you are different, but they will. You will smell different. Your character will shine. Your choices will shine. Your very presence in their lives will make them feel something that is going to draw them, hopefully, like my husband is drawn to Chanel. That they want to get close to you. And then you have an opportunity to share the love of Christ with them. You know, Jesus was anointed. Jesus was anointed. And the Bible says that Jesus Christ was anointed by God, and and with the Holy Spirit. And the reason is, of course, he teaches in the synagogue in Luke 4, the Spirit, he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He is declaring that the Spirit of the Lord, the anointing, is upon him. And then he says, what is for? Because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. And so he's quoting Isaiah, and he's quoting in the synagogue to the people that were there, I'm anointed. And this is what I'm anointed for. He sent me to proclaim freedom to the prisoners and recovery of sight to the blind, to set the oppressed free. Acts 10:38. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. We need to be anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power. I tell you what, I am contending for more power. I am tired of the level of power that we are operating in, that I'm operating in. I can't talk about you, but comment on you, but I am like, come on. Anybody else going, come on, God, there's more. I know there's more. And the power is coming. I just have to keep believing that there's going to be an increase in power through our lives. There has to be. There has to be. You are anointed. 2 Corinthians 1:21. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ has anointed us in God. Well, you could sit on that for a while, couldn't you? You are anointed in God. You are anointed in God. God, just let that go in. He has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. You never have to doubt whether you are anointed or not. The Spirit of God is in within you, telling you, reminding you that you are one with him. Ho, 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 ho. You are one with him. The first reason you are anointed, the very first reason why the anointing is in you, is for intimacy with God. I've been pondering this the last couple of days, and Stu and I have been sitting there looking at each other over a cup of tea as we pray over the scripture and go, wow, wow, I'm anointed first to have intimacy with him. 1 John 2:20, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. And you skip down to verse 27, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. And you do not need that anyone teach you. That doesn't mean that you don't come to church and listen to Trisha's and Clive's teaching. But it's like the Holy Spirit's saying, but as the same anointing teaches you concerning all things and is true and is not a lie, it's not a counterfeit. And just as it has taught you, you will abide in him. So the anointing abides in you. Just think about that for a minute. Where is it? It's right in here. When you want to hear the voice of the Lord, what do? You tune into God who is within you. Christ is within you. He's anointed you and abides in you. But you abide in him. So you can see yourself in Christ. Christ is in you. And you are in Christ. You never have to be lonely again. That breaks loneliness right there. Intimacy, you are anointed to have intimacy with him. And if you are anointed to have intimacy with him, there is a supernatural enabling on your life to have intimacy with God. Oh, what a relief. Who here has struggled with intimacy with God? You know, you get into the place with the Lord and distractions pull you out, or fear pulls you out, or doubt pulls you out, or something comes and you're like, I just can't do this, and you go and do something else. Fear of intimacy. That kind of stuff. But you know what? You are anointed with a supernatural enabling to have intimacy with Christ. If we live in that truth, then that all the other stuff that gets in the way is going to be blown out of the water. He has designed you for relationship with Him. And you can have the anointing for that. Lord, just put your hands out. Lord, anoint me for intimacy with you. Anoint me today. Lord, I ask you to release an anointing right now for intimacy, for greater levels of intimacy. Thank you that we can have intimacy with you, Jesus, because we are anointed to have intimacy with you, that you've given us power beyond our natural ability to have relationship with you. That when we call upon you, you are there because you are always there. The anointing abides in you. I just declare that right now. The anointing abides in you. He who is the anointing abides in you, which means that you abide in the anointing. Wow! You abide in the anointing. You abide in the anointing. You abide, which is you are immersed in the anointing all the time, Trish. All the time. All the time. All the time. It means that if you're sitting at your desk at work and somebody's just been mean or sent an email that's really nasty, or you're really struggling with things that are going on in your life, remind yourself that you are abiding in the anointing of God, and that He abides in you, and that solutions are right there. That His wisdom is right there. That His voice is right there. His guidance is right there. The Holy Spirit guides you. So what are you anointed to do? What is your current assignment? I don't know. I don't know. I just feel joy. And Ian, there's something about a change It's something about a change in assignment or a change in nations. A new nation. I've just got something in here, so if I keep going every now and then at that, I just feel, I got so excited when I heard you were coming today. An anointed surgeon is more powerful than a talented one. If you go in for surgery, you want an anointed surgeon more than a talented one. I've had to have jaw surgery last year, and everything's great, by the way, because I think last time I was here, it was like, oh my gosh, it's really sore. But no, it's all healed and it's great. And he didn't really have much personality, this guy, you know. But I'm like, I don't care if he doesn't have a personality. I just want him to be anointed. So I was, most of the time I was spending praying for my surgeon, that he would have an anointed hand. And that he would cut where he needs to cut, mend where he needs to mend, and not do anything else other than that. And it was all fine. It was good. It was really, really good. But an anointed surgeon is more powerful than a talented one. An anointed school teacher imparts more than knowledge. We've got a school teacher in our church, and she brings Holy Spirit in her classroom whenever she can manage it. And she tries to learn to leak over all the kids, but she sets an atmosphere in her classroom where they come under the anointing to learn. Come on. Let your imagination just go wild right now. What can God do in your life if you acknowledge the anointing on your life? What about mums at home? I'm a mum. I can tell you right now. You need an anointing for parenting. You know, the flesh flies up too often. And if you're not in the anointing, you're in the flesh. So you really can do damage in the flesh, can't you? The anointing will teach you what to do, or give you what to do. You know, the anointing can come and can go. God who lives within you won't. But the anointing on your life can shift and change. And I'm sobered by a couple of characters in the Bible that had their risked their anointing. And the one, first one was Saul. He had to be anointed before he became king. So he had the anointing, he got smeared with the oil and then declared his position. Spirit of God came on Saul at one point, and he turned, the scripture says he turned into a different man. And you remember when Saul came along the road and met the company of prophets? And the people said, if I can remember correctly, who is this guy? Is he one of them now as well? Because he was operating in a way that was so different to everything else that people hadn't witnessed before. The anointing came on him. He was changed into a different man. Who could you be under the anointing? I can tell you right now that this here is because of the anointing. When I got married, I was 23 years old. I was so insecure, but love healed all of that, and that's another story. I was so insecure, I had a big fight with my older brother who wanted to make a video of our wedding. And I said, absolutely not. Because I was too ashamed to be viewed by other people over and over and over again. I didn't like the way I looked. I thought I looked bad on camera because many years ago I'd seen a clip of me on camera. I didn't think it was right. Good. Anyway, so I had this belief in my head. I had this stand-up argument with my brother. You will not video me. I just want people to be there in the moment and that's it. No replay. Because I looked bad on camera. You know, I was so insecure in front of people. When I did my speech as a teenager, I think it's like year... I don't know, what's fifth form, yeah, whatever, I can't convert. Fifth form, speech, you know, when you stand up and you've got to do your speech, oh my gosh, the worst day of my life. I was absolutely petrified, I was absolutely distraught with nerves. This that you're seeing now is a result of the anointing. What can you do under the anointing? I want you to let your heart just drift. You know the things that you sometimes daydream about yourself doing? There's a good possibility that that's what the anointing is calling you into. You will be amazed if you give the anointing permission. And here's my next point. Yield to the anointing. Yield to what he wants to do through your life. Ooh, there's weight on that. Yield. You know what I love about Andrew's story? Is that he said, yes, God, just like Mary did, and Jonah did eventually, but he had to end up in the whale. God said, go this way, and he went, and go do that, and he's like, nah, I'm going to run that way. Poor guy, he got thrown over the ship into the sea and then he got swallowed up by... I mean, that's pretty extreme circumstances to be running away from God. But then he came to his senses and he repented and said, okay, God, I will do what you want me to do. And the whale spewed him up and he went off to Nineveh and declared what God was saying. But I tell you what, our disobedience will lend us into trouble. But our obedience will push us into the anointing. Obedience, and I can testify of my own life, the times I've been obedient, everything has gone well with me. The times where I've been too scared or I've flatly said no, things have not gone well with me. There has been no oil in my engine. And obedience, when you walk in obedience, that's where the anointing and the power flows. So if God is calling you to something, you need to be rest assured that he will anoint you for the task at hand. And if he's calling you into something different than what you're currently doing now, the best thing for you to do is be obedient and say, yes, Lord, and yield. And Stuart after 24 hours of shock when he realized his whole department was being made redundant, he came home and went, no, actually, I'm actually telling the story wrong. He was a little bit of shock, but he said, Lindley, he said, I, having history with the Lord, I was in the office, I heard that my job and my team were being made redundant. I walked out of that office and I stood in the corridor and I said, okay, Holy Spirit, what next? And I thank God for a husband that's got the peace of mind and a walk with God where he goes, okay, what's next? He came home and then he went, oh my gosh. But in that moment, he said, okay, what's next? And when the doc, some of you know our story, but when the back in 1997, we went through fertility issues and all that kind of stuff and we couldn't have kids. And when the day the doctor said to us, there is no way you guys are ever going to get pregnant together because you both have significant fertility issues and together you're a nightmare. So it's never going to happen. And we that night, after crying most of the afternoon, because grief happens and that's okay, we yielded and we went, okay, we know that you're good. God, you are good regardless of the circumstance I'm in right now. So I'm going to believe in your goodness and we are asking, if this isn't the plan, then we want your plan. This was our plan and we spent many years trying to make that work, which is a natural plan because, you know, scripturally it says go forth and multiply, so it's actually God's plan for you to have kids. But however, here we are and we've been declared, no, you can't. But we, by the grace, and I believe by the grace of God and the anointing of God, we were able to say, okay, what's your plan then? Some of you need to go, okay, what's your plan then? What's your plan? Because I know the anointing and the supernatural enablement of God and the power of God flow in obedience and yieldedness. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The anointing flows in God's will. I've just got one more story, and then we're going to start to pray. Shikananda. Disobedience will block the anointing. I'm sorry to say that, but that is just the way it is. I was ministering at a conference a while ago, and I had a very clear direction about what I was to speak on. And it was also in one of my favourite subjects, so it was about the anointing and revival and all that kind of stuff. And the Lord had given me a whole raft of things to say, and it was really exciting because I got a really clear download. And sometimes you, as a speaker, you do step out in faith, and sometimes you have extremely clear downloads. And this was one of these times where I had an extremely clear download. And I'm sitting, and I'm not the main speaker, I'm like the other guy, woman. And there was a main speaker who I highly, highly, highly admire. And so for me, it was like, oh my gosh, one of my heroes in the faith, I'm going to be, you know, ministering on the same conference, which is really cool. And I'm sitting there, and that person is up first, and I'm up straight after. And they start to speak on against everything that I'm about to speak on in the next session. And I am dying. I'm dying on multiple levels. One, I didn't want to, I don't know what to do. This has never happened to me before. I would never want to dishonor somebody that I admire. I also don't want to look like an idiot because everybody's here for that speaker and I'm the follow-up speaker. So I don't want to look like an idiot. I don't want to sound like I don't know what I'm talking about because everybody's here for that person, not for me. And so, you know, all this is going through my head. I'm sitting in the front row and I am dying. I'm actually sweating. I'm so terrified. And I said, Holy Spirit, you have given me a word, but if I give this word, it actually flies in the face of everything that person is saying. So this was your idea. You have to get me out of it. I thought about running very fast and very far. And so what happened is that I'm praying. I'm like, Hishakaradamanda, help me, help me, help me. And very clearly the Lord said to me, fear of man or fear of God. You choose. And I'm like, oh, that makes me sweat more. And I said, God, fear of God, any day. Because I know that obedience, the anointing flows in the obedience. But you have to help me with my wording. And as soon as I said, I will do what you have asked me to do, it broke something in the intimidation realm. It broke something with that stronghold of man, fear of man. Because when you're obedient to God, there is a boldness that comes upon you. There is an enablement that comes upon you. And that just breaks and shatters the fear of man. And it shatters that intimidation spirit, which was actually rife at that conference. And so I got up there, knees, you know, but knowing that God had said, do this. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to have to let my reputation be plastered to the wall if necessary. However, here I am. And I can tell you what, I did everything that you don't want to do. I cried. I actually couldn't read my notes. Not because I was crying, it's just because the page went blurry. The Lord would not let me read my notes, which I'm a note person. I like my notes. And I'm up there and all I can say is, Father, you need to anoint me for this because otherwise I'm toast. And I can tell you what, it broke the conference open. I didn't break the conference open, but the anointing did. And also it shattered fear of man, shattered intimidation. And at the end of it, I actually felt quite like a little vulnerable puddle. And then the second day on my second, I had the evening session, and I'll tell you what, that the anointing flowed in the room more than I've ever experienced in my life through my ministry. The anointing flows in obedience. I want you to repeat that phrase, and then we're going to stand. The anointing flows in obedience. God, anoint me for obedience. To be obedient to you. Let's stand. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Shakata tiki anamanda. Father, thank you that you are breaking intimidation in this room. Thank you, Lord, that you are breaking fear of man. And Lord, that you are causing your body, your kids, your church to rise up in the anointing and under the power of the Holy Spirit. And right now, ask the Holy Spirit that you begin to move in this room. You begin to move upon every life, every heart, every destiny, all destinies, Lord, out in front of them. They see it, Lord, but they haven't grasped it. They haven't tasted it. They haven't been empowered yet for that. Father, I ask that you would just release your anointing upon every single life here, Lord, for the assignment of now and tomorrow. And Lord, where things have ended, Lord, we say thank you and hallelujah. But Lord, we put our trust in you. We put our trust in you to anoint us today for today and tomorrow and to the tomorrows that are coming. Lord, anoint them afresh. Just put out your hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yeah. Lord, we want to be a people who experience your supernatural anointing every day. Oof. Let us be a people that go far beyond what our humanity can accomplish. Oof. Wow. Let us be a people who are changed like Saul into bold, courageous, prophetic people under the anointing. Let us be changed by your presence so our unsaved friends and family go, wow, what is going on with you? Whew. Wow. There's been anointing being released over this house today. Harvest City Church, you are receiving an anointing today to possess the land. that God has given you. How? You are receiving an anointing. Heaven's power to redeem the land that the Lord has given. To redeem the land from the enemy's clutches. Holy Spirit, just come. Wow. And we all know that this land was used for a brothel. But God is saying to you that this land was marked for intimacy with God. And what the enemy did was try and use this land for false intimacy. But God is declaring that that false intimacy is removed and broken. That sexual immorality is gone. And that the real deal, ha, is here. God is anointing you to win souls. He's anointing you to restore the fathers to the sons to the fathers, and most of all, to restore the lost to the Father. Through intimacy, salvation, yeah. Holy Spirit, just let your anointing fall upon everyone at Harvest City. Upon this building, and I just bless the building right now with a fresh anointing. Let this actual physical walls and ceiling, as some of you who are standing beside the walls and the back wall, I want you to go and lay hands on the wall right now. We bless the actual structure to be anointed to host, to be a house that hosts the manifest presence of the Lord. And to be anointed to restore people to the Father for salvation. And to bring true intimacy with God. That within these four walls, six walls, 10 walls, whatever they are, the anointing in this physical building and on this building and on this land is when people walk over the threshold of this land, they will encounter God. They will be saved, healed, and delivered. And be restored to the Father, Lord. And we just bless the walls right now with anointing of restoration and redemption, intimacy with God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This house will be a house that is known for freedom and the light of God to bring people out of darkness into his glorious light. Woo! Sha-ya-ya-ya. So Lord, let your light come. Woof. Upon us. So that we as individuals would just glow, gleam, shine. Stand out from the crowd. You were never meant to fit in, by the way. You were never meant to fit in or blend in. So if you are trying to, then you are going against what God has actually anointed you to do, which is to stand out and shine and be a light on the hill. So still the flesh and raise the spirit. All right, let's just give a thanks to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're amazing. Thank you for what you're doing. If you know that your assignment is shifting, maybe you did before you came in here, maybe me explaining what that feels like, what that looks like, that kind of clued you in and you're like, oh, I get what God is doing. I want to pray for you today. I want to declare a shift over your life, and we're going to ask for the anointing to fall on you for the next season. Specifically, we lay hands upon you for that. But also, before I go any further, if there's anybody in here that has wondered what on earth I'm talking about, that doesn't know Christ yet, doesn't know how amazing that Jesus is, that hasn't experienced all that I'm talking about yet. Or maybe you're in this room and you've never felt a presence like this. You've never felt an atmosphere like this. I want to tell you, this is Jesus. This is the real deal. This is Jesus who went to the cross for you so you could feel this, so you could experience his real power and his real love. This is Jesus who loves you so much that he doesn't want you to miss out on having relationship with him and with his heavenly Father. This is Jesus. This is his love, his presence. If you've never felt this, if you've never been introduced to the person of Jesus, if you've never actually, you know, heard the gospel before, that he died for you to be restored, not just so you go to heaven, but to be fully restored here on earth as well, to be fully restored, healed. Now, I want to give an opportunity for anybody that has never encountered Jesus before to do that today. So Holy Spirit, asks that you would move, and this move upon our hearts. And if you know that you want more of what you've tasted today, if you want to know who Jesus is, I want to invite you to come and be really bold, because I know the anointing's on you, and under the anointing you can be bold. I want you to just come up and see me here. We've got some people who want to pray with you. Just come right up. Be bold. Come right up. Jesus loves you, and he wants you to encounter him. Anybody else just want to come on up? We've got people that can pray with you and introduce you to Jesus. It's good. Okay. All right. Now, if anyone, just the other thing about, you know, your season shifted. I want you to come up to the front right here. To this side of the altar here. I know time is gone. I'm really sorry about that. I'm not really, but no. Sorry, can I just invade your space for a minute? Okay, everybody's come up. Who knows this season has already shifted? You're in transition or something's going on. I want you to just wave at me so I know who you are. Okay, can you guys come across here too? Is that all right? That's good. Just huddle in, huddle in, huddle in. Huddle in. Huddle in. Good to see you, man. It's great. Huddle in, huddle in. Okay. Okay, if I could just have your attention for a sec. Okay, so you remember when I said about obedience and yieldedness? Okay, that's what we're going to do. We're just going to pray a prayer to the Lord about being obedient and about yielding your heart. It's all about yielding your heart. It's about resting your head on his breast and going, "Not your will, Father, but mine." When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane at his most stressed moment other than the cross, he envisioned the cross. He knew what he was going to do. He knew what was going to happen to him. And he said, "Is there any other way, Father, that I can get out of this? Is there any other way to accomplish what we need to accomplish without me going to the cross?" Because that was a tough decision. And the anointing of the Lord came down upon him. And he said, he was able to say, "Not my will, but yours be done." Some of you are in a struggle right now where you're like, you're fighting and you're screaming on the inside. I want to just lead you in a prayer similar to what Christ said, "Not your will," not my will, sorry, "but yours be done." So just repeat after me. Heavenly Father, I know you are good. You're always good, regardless of my circumstances and what I'm facing. You are good. So today I call on your goodness. I draw upon your strength. I choose today to yield to your will. I choose today to be obedient to your voice. Thank you, Father, for transition. Because I know I'm in for an exciting journey. Give me the grace and anoint me right now Whew. Okay, let's say that again. Anoint me right now. For my tomorrow. For my next assignment. Anoint me to be obedient. I call upon the supernatural enabling. From heaven. To do that which you have commanded me to do. Woo, okay, you feel that? Just draw it in. Let it come. Let it come. Let it come right now. Allow him to clothe you. He's clothing you right now. He's clothing you. Let him do it. Woo, that's powerful. He's clothing you with the anointing. Woo. We say yes to you, Father. We say yes. Our heart says yes.